following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub! Do you ever get tired of listening to Doug and Daddy talk sports? Do you enjoy singing with your friends? Do you wish you could sing with Doug and Daddy? Like any other pair of cueless celebrities, Doug and Daddy are going to try to make a little extra money with their own karaoke album. Take a listen to some of their favorites.
So I put my hands up, they're playing our song, the butterflies fly away.
Well, I had the time of my life, no idea.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Don't get mad when you feel been feeling on it. To the end of the road. Teenage dream, the way you turn me on.
Yeah, we don't ever have to play that again.
Come as you are.
Would you quit it?
Yeah, let's stick with sports.
You do realize you made a mistake, right?
Yeah, I kind of feel like the guy that invented tartar sauce.
Who the hell invented tartar sauce?
Merritt, look it up for us, because we don't have a clue.
Well, while I do that, let's go to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And a good Friday morning, everyone. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Here for the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth on this second Friday of June. And we still have NBA and NHL playoffs going on. The Belmont Stakes is tomorrow. No Triple Crown threat, but rematches. And we'll see what happens when Animal Kingdom and Shackleford hook up with some new horses in the field. Joe Drape of the New York Times, who picked Animal Kingdom in all three races, will be joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show a little bit later on in the program today. We'll be talking about what's going on this weekend with all the All-Star action. We'll also be looking back at what has happened in the last 24 hours and hope that you had a chance to join us for the Doug and Daddy Show all week long. We had some great interviews out there, including Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad yesterday. We talked with UNK Chancellor Doug Christensen and Don Meyer on Wednesday's show. Don, the winningest coach in men's basketball collegiate history, and he is in Hastings tonight and tomorrow for a leadership seminar along with Jim Weeks, of course, the Beatrice coach. Meyer, career total of 923 victories over 38 seasons, over 400 wins for Jim Weeks, and it goes underway tonight at 6 o'clock, and then they'll go again tomorrow with a double session in Hastings, and you can go to Hastings College's website or contact the Development Association or Mike Trader for any information with that. And if you miss any of our interviews or any of the show or just missed it someday and want to listen to it, go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, and click on the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft, ESPNSuperstation.com. You can also vote on our poll question brought to you. I think we got a new sponsor that's rolling in. That's what I've been told. Darren Erstad, is he a good hire or not? Is Darren Erstad a good hire or not? Go ahead and vote on ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, a little Belmont trivia for you. It's been run 140. This will be the 143rd running. You would think
it's more than the Derby.
You would think with the history of this race and how big this race is, with the lack of Triple Crown winners, you would think that the Kentucky Derby horse and the Preakness winner would have squared off, I would assume, a lot of times. Do you know how many times they've raced against each other?
36.
This will be the 22nd time only in 143 that the Kentucky Derby winner will have faced the Preakness winner. Only the 22nd time. You also realize in the Belmont, the top seven horses in the Derby will all be racing the mile-and-a-half race, which is the Belmont Stakes. All top seven horses coming down the stretch in the Kentucky Derby out of that field of 20, they're all in this race. So if you're looking for storylines and you're looking for action, there's going to be a lot of them surrounding this race. And you know what, for not having a Triple Crown threat and that the lack of excitement that's gone there, you've got a great field of horses. And with these two battling it out again, many think that Shackelford probably will have trouble going that distance, which would be basically a marathon for a sprinter. He got the lead and kind of stole the Preakness. A lot of people think it's going a lot further. This is the longest race, mile and a half. You know, many people throwing him out automatically. We'll see. We'll see. We'll get Joe Drape's thoughts on it. Joe Drape, of course, always has his picks in USA Today. He has selected Animal Kingdom. He selected Animal Kingdom all three races this year.
That is the favorite on the morning line at 2-1, and complete coverage of the Belmont begins tomorrow at 4 here on ESPN Radio. And then Game 6 of the NBA Finals, Sunday night. Coverage begins at 6, tip-off just after 7 o'clock. And a surprising game last night when I saw, and I was down at the New West All-Star Classic in Minden, be there again tonight, be there again tomorrow, benefiting the Nebraska Kidney Association, had the volleyball last night, so didn't get to watch the first half, but as I was keeping up to date on our website of what the score was, shocking to see that it was 60-57 at halftime, a way higher scoring game than what we have seen. It slowed down, but LeBron James continues to struggle in the fourth quarter, scoring points. And again, that's all anybody wants to talk about. The man had a triple-double. They barbecue and roast guys that score 40 and lose. So I guess we do the same for a guy that has a triple-double and loses. I don't know. It was a great effort by Dallas. They shot the ball well. LeBron said, hey, what do you, 17, 10, and 10, we shot 52%, they happened to shoot 56%. Great effort, and it gives Dallas now a chance to win the NBA Finals and win their first NBA championship for Mark Cuban. As much as Dirk Nowitzki, I will say this, as I've said, I don't really care who wins, and I picked Miami in 6. Obviously, that's not going to happen. Miami in 7, possibly, if they can win both games at home. But, again, my side of the story is I'm tired of everybody, and even more of it last night, everybody was rooting for Dallas. Almost. Like 90% of people are rooting for Dallas. That's what I'm saying. 90% of people outside the city of Miami are rooting for Dallas. 10% are rooting for the Heat. And also, if you're going to root for them, I'd like to see Mark Cuban win it. Some people don't like him either. I think he's good for the game. So as much as they win it for Dirk, I'd like to see Mark Cuban get his trophy.
I think down the stretch, everybody expected, and I said yesterday, I think Dirk takes over. Well, it wasn't Dirk making those shots. It was Jason Terry extending the lead from 4-7 with a guy right in his face 26 feet from the basket. And it looked like he just threw the ball up there, and bam, it goes in for the 7-point lead. And basically, the dagger was stuck in the Heat. I thought down the stretch, once again, the Heat made more shots. Now, you thought LeBron was going to have 40, was going to go nuts. Didn't do that.
Very balanced. It was very balanced last night for Miami. Numerous people in double figures.
And I think when you double team LeBron, if he can't get him the ball, he can't score.
Yeah, they were all over LeBron last night in the second half. What do you want him to do? Take the shots that we bitched about in the NCAA tournament? That guys, it just doesn't matter. They're going to shoot the ball.
I mean, you are playing in the NBA. You're whether you're the 8th, 9th, 10th guy, you're an awfully talented player. If they're double-teaming LeBron, somebody's got to be open. You saw the ball movement. You saw the passes down to Udonis Haslam had a couple slams down the stretch of just a simple pick and roll, and they have so much attention on LeBron, he's dunking the ball. A lot of that comes with ball movement, and you know, for people ripping on LeBron, I say these other guys have got to keep moving and got to keep working to get the ball, because even if you get an open 12, 15-footer, you're in the NBA. Those guys can all knock down shots. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in the NBA.
That's exactly right. It's just the media trying to make LeBron the best basketball player in the world so that in 5 years somebody else can be the best basketball player in the world. That's all this is about. And if he doesn't do what he's supposed to do in the eyes of the national media, then he's not good enough. If Miami wins the title, that's all that matters to LeBron, I would think. Obviously, he didn't take as much money as he could have. Obviously, he's playing in Miami. Let's face it, they're not the best. They're not the greatest team of all time, and we've talked about this before. So Game 6 coming up on Sunday.
I like hearing those guys after the game, and Michael Wilbon, I believe he said it was his 25th or 26th NBA final that he's covered, saying that of all the teams, he said something about maybe we're not talking about one of the greatest or two of the greatest teams of all time, but for these guys to go back and forth and to be this evenly matched, and every game has been ultra competitive, and I mean it's been two Rams just butting heads is what it's been from start to finish in every one of these games. He doesn't know if there's ever been a more competitive NBA final in the years he's been covering it. And you know what?
Must be listening to our show, because that's what we talked about.
He's been
after
right.
Game four.
He's been right. You have not been right.
That's all it's about with you, right, isn't it?
No, we've both been on this. We both love the NBA Finals. We both have, actually, for NBA basketball, you and I have both loved the competition. The whole playoffs.
Yeah, for again, fan base that doesn't care about the NBA very much and doesn't watch it in the regular season because, I mean, unless it's all that's on and it's on in the background, I mean, I don't just sit there and intentionally watch NBA basketball during the regular season. Yeah, it's done everything it could to grab the attention of, you know, mediocre fans across the country, I would hope.
I just think it's great when you got players, and I thought down the stretch, it's not like Miami, you can say, oh, they played bad or they imploded. You know, Dallas seems to make shots down the stretch, and it's J.J. Barea, it's Jason Terry. Tyson Chandler blocked Dwayne Wade last night from about 10 feet away. Great defensive plays are being made. And they keep talking about Dallas wanting to speed up the offense. Well, Dallas does it with ball movement, and they zing it around. And sometimes there's a couple times last night where they gave up layups and kicked the ball out for three-pointers, and it worked a couple times, didn't work a couple times.
Always love to have your thoughts. 888-455-ESPN. The phone number again is 888-455-3776. We'll also give you a chance to get registered for our giveaway for the Broken Bow Golf two-man, two-day extravaganza next weekend. We're going to give you a chance to do that a little bit later on in the show. Also, Merritt will be drawing out our winner for our Big Daddy's Deli Three Words of the Week email contest. We'll still give you till the bottom of the hour to get your emails in. Any email that you send in, if you want to use our three words, it puts you in for the grand prize drawing for a large combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli. Two locations in Hastings, also in Kearney. And the three words of the week are hungry, hot, and performance. Hungry, hot, and performance. Use them any way you want, or else we'll draw somebody out from earlier in the week. So there you go with that. And all you have to do is email us, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. They fire a manager in Major League Baseball yesterday, and it barely even makes a blip on the radar. The Oakland A's get rid of their manager in Bob Guerin yesterday, and then they drop their 10th in a row after they lose to Chicago 9-4. It just doesn't make any. It doesn't make a blip on the radar.
I would have liked to have had Tuesday Troutman's trivia, and you said Bob Guerin, and said what major sport does he coach in. I bet we would have had three or four calls before they would have said baseball manager.
So he is out, and Oakland is struggling. And then the story with some local interest, a lot of interest for Yankee fans out there, Jabba Chamberlain could be done for a long, long time.
You should be a doctor yesterday, accurately predicting gone for the year.
It wasn't a prediction. That's what we were kind of had heard from Timmy Kirchin. But he may have Tommy John surgery. This is a weird deal. Everybody's saying it's weird. Jabba says he feels no pain, has no idea. It's something I didn't expect with no pain. The most frustrating part is not being there for the team. I'll come back and be even stronger. Torn ligament in his right elbow, likely missed the remainder of the season. So that's the story on Jabba Chamberlain.
And I think he'd finally just where he was feeling comfortable and doing good things, and then this happens.
He was a setup man this year, 28 2/3 inning, 12 holds, dumbest stat in Major League Baseball, quite possibly, and a 2.83 ERA. So there you go. The Jabba Rule is he's on the DL and will be for a long, long time.
Yeah, they're making a big deal about this, and they're making a big deal about the Yankees pitching and all these young guys. You know, Phil Hughes is one of them. Jabba was one of them. Not really panning out as the Yankees are projected to carry this team. And where will the Yankees go? And obviously being un-Yankee fans, we sit back and not that we're smiling because Jabba is hurt, but when they don't have success and they don't go the way that Brian Cashman had envisioned everything going, we have smiles on our face.
Yeah, well, you know what I think about the Yankees. Don't like anybody to get hurt, though. We'd love to have you be part of the show today. Joe Drape's going to join us from the New York Times to talk about the Belmont. But, folks, as we get out and here in the middle of June, Father's Day is coming up, weekend family get-togethers or just friends or just something for the family, you get it at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Talking to my boy Larry yesterday, he says, I get in there all the time. Love hearing about the specials on the Doug and Daddy Show. Picked up some pork chops yesterday. It doesn't matter what you get. All beef at Troutman's is USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef. Their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Right now, Chuck Shoulder Tenders, just $7.89 a pound. How about chili cheese dogs, hot dogs, beef or regular? It's there for you. So kids have it. I love hot dogs. Chili cheese dogs. Yeah. Love them. And, of course, if you need something to just snack on, if you're going golfing, if you're going fishing, if you need to throw something in with the kids going to camp, they've got snack sticks for you as well at Troutman's Quality Meats. All your favorite sausages and snack sticks are fresh from the smokehouse, and there's always a large selection to choose from. Plus, they have seafood as well. Troutman's Quality Meats, the service friendly and personal across from Bob's Superstore, Highway 30 in Kearney.
Hey, before we go to break, we got to go to the Bruce Furniture Fan Line. Merritt, what we got?
We got Mike from Grand Island.
Mike, what's going on?
Not much. I have a quick question. I was thinking about this last night, and I really want you guys' honest opinion on this. If, for some weird reason, Terrell Pryor would have gone to Nebraska, what would Bo Pelini have done with his antics? I'll hang up and listen to your comment.
Thanks, Mike. Mike's changing direction on us with this Terrell Pryor thing, which I must say, already, I just don't care anymore. I just don't care. But to address the question that Mike has put on the show, what do we think? I mean, that's a pretty wide-based question. Jim Tressel, again, they're bringing up more and more stuff. But in this one instance, really didn't do anything horribly wrong. He was trying to help the kid so that he didn't get thrown under the bus here. And then so he – it wasn't that – Terrell did what he did. It was that Tressel lied about it, and it went on, and he got fired. That's my view of the whole thing. What would Bo Pelini have done? Probably not recruited the kid. I mean, that was right when he was coming in, so it's hard to say.
I'm going with, I would think when they sit down to recruiting meeting, people like Maurice Claret, he gets scratched off Bo Pelini's list. Terrell Pryor gets scratched off Bo Pelini. The kid that went to South Carolina, he gets scratched off. You know what? We can just do things with different kids.
I'll tell you, here's probably what really would have happened. If Terrell Pryor was signing memorabilia at Nebraska, he'd have got a hell of a lot more money because it's worth more.
No, he wouldn't. See, that's the problem. That's the problem with Terrell Pryor and all these people getting treated the way they are. And it probably goes back to us covering it. That's probably part of the problem with Bubba Starling. He's an 18-year-old kid. Until he does something in Nebraska, why do we consume so much of our thoughts with this? Now, Terrell Pryor, and Doug and I totally disagree with the Tressel thing because, first of all, this guy was rotten to the core when he was at Youngstown State. This guy is not a good guy. This guy and Wiener, the congressman, are on the same level. They're scummy, scummy people.
This is so great because I just picked up, because you did this little bit yesterday, I picked up Jim Tressel's book.
Hold on. There you go.
Jim the Weasel Tressel. Have you already done one for today?
No.
Okay. Life promises for success. Promises from God on achieving your best. I absolutely just picked up, went to page 154. While you're on your rage, here's what it says. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. just as God through Christ has forgiven you, also from the Bible. But that is there on page 154 from Ephesians. And in case you think I'm lying or could make that up, there it is. We'll take a break and be back with more, including Joe Drape of the New York Times on the Doug and Daddy Show and Super Regional Baseball. We'll be back.
The following is a radio advertisement for Mountain Dew.
Hey, you want a Mountain Dew?
Sure, thanks. Man, this tastes awesome.
This has been an advertisement for Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is a great-tasting, citrus-charged soft drink. Mountain Dew is only for people bold enough to live life on their own terms. Do not drink Mountain Dew if you are timid, easily frightened, or strive to blend in, as the refreshing charge of Mountain Dew may cause you to try new things. Do not combine Mountain Dew with lame stuff. Do not drink Mountain Dew in excess, unless you want to. Side effects may include spontaneity, laughter, fierce individuality, an unbridled sense of enthusiasm, better taste in music, and a severe lack of boredom. Do not taunt Mountain Dew. Use caution when combining Mountain Dew with serene activities such as yoga, meditation, sheep counting, or watching paint dry. In the rare case that a bottle of Mountain Dew lasts for more than 4 hours, it may need some ice because it's probably warm.
Side effects are different on the mountain. Mountain Dew, it's different on the mountain.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Animal Kingdom won the Derby, but Shackelford spoiled his Triple Crown bid in the Preakness Stakes 2 weeks later. On Saturday, June 11th, the duo square off once again in the 143rd Belmont Stakes. I'm Mike Penna. Join Jude Feld, Sean Clancy, and me Saturday, June 11th, as we broadcast live from Belmont Park to bring you all the action of the final leg of racing's Triple Crown. Will Animal Kingdom avenge his Preakness defeat, or can Shackelford make it two in a row?
Saturday's coverage of the Belmont begins at 4 right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Super Station.
We'll see lingering clouds along with some breaks of sun developing as we head further through the day today. And still could see a few isolated showers and storms as well, with highs of 73 as winds stay to the north. Tonight, skies turn partly cloudy with a low of 52. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 57.
Catch anything?
Nothing penicillin wouldn't kill. Nothing penicillin wouldn't kill.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, your home for the College World Series, getting underway a week from tomorrow. Every game from the new TD Ameritrade right here on ESPN Radio. A couple of other things to talk about in the world of sports. Joe Drape of the New York Times is going to join us here in about 5 or 6 minutes at the bottom of the hour. The New West All-Star Classic was won last night by the Fort Kearney Conference. They defeated the Twin Valley in the opening round in 4 sets. The Lou Platts swept the Southwest, and then a best-of-3 final. Fort Kearney Conference won it in 3 sets. Asia Burke of Elm Creek was named the MVP. The girls will play basketball tonight. 5 o'clock, Southwest Conference versus the Lou Platts, followed by the Fort Kearney versus the Twin Valley, tipping off somewhere between 6:30 and 7, and then the boys will do the same thing tomorrow in Minden. The area's best senior athletes out of those Going to be doing some good things. They had a all-star game last night, doubleheader basketball going on in Grand Island. There's an all-star game tomorrow in Hastings. This is Hastings College and the girls program, women's program, putting on the first annual Nebraska all-class shootout. They're actually having a D2 versus C1, and some A and B girls are going to be combining for one team. Starts tomorrow at 11:30 in the morning at the Osborne Family Sports Complex, the Lynn Farrell Arena. Championship game is scheduled for 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And that's going on, as well as the Shrine Soccer in Hastings. Girls at noon, the boys at 2:30 tomorrow. So they're going to stay very, very busy. And, Daddy, breaking news. It's not breaking news. It was yesterday's news. But, wow, what a big story here. You got one game to go in your season. You want to put some more fans in the seats, so you sign an ex-Husker. And that's what the Nebraska Danger have done. Tier Green signs on for the last game. I don't know if they absolutely had to find somebody to fill in a spot, but he played for the Omaha Nighthawks last year. Of course, played a little bit for the Huskers. Was an undrafted free agent. Participated with the Packers, but did not sign. Of course, he's Amon Green's cousin, and he'll be wearing number 20 for the Danger's final game of the season, hosting the Wyoming Cavalry tomorrow night at 7:05 at the Heartland Events Center. Tier Green. Marvin Sanders doing some work with the Omaha Nighthawks.
I you know, obviously probably looking for a job, wanted to stay close around. You know what? He's a successful coach. He's going to get back on his feet. I can't, from everything everybody said, is this US or UHL or whatever it is, UFL, is not going to play football.
Schedule's out.
I know the schedule's out.
Starting on Sunday, August the 14th, the Nighthawks will be at Sacramento. Three of the first. Now, again, there's only five teams in the league. You play everybody twice over 10 weeks, and you get two byes. So the Nighthawks will have three of their first four games on the road, three of their last four games at home. The season goes from August 14th to October 15th. Sacramento, Virginia, Las Vegas, and Hartford are the teams that are in the league. And you take a look at Eric Crouch. We talked about it momentarily yesterday. Participated in his first organized football activity in nearly 5 years. Says he needs to knock the cobwebs off. I'd love to help with that. I mean, I can't do it physically, but I'll bring a bat or something. I'll knock the damn cobwebs off. He's confident he can still play, and he's thankful for the opportunity to earn an invitation to training camp next month. If he doesn't get one, he says it's probably time to move on. You think?
Where's my Jim Trestle book about the bitterness? You and Eric Crouch is about like me and my disgust for leprosy.
I don't know if bitterness is actually the right term on this one. It's just disgust. Go away. Go away. Go away.
It's a big, big weekend. I want to go here. I want to go here because I think we got a little competition over the weekend. I'm giving you get to pick four games. I get to pick four games, and the other person gets the other four teams. You get your choice of the 16 baseball teams left. Who do you want?
So we're doing a draft to see how many we can get into the College World Series.
College World Series.
Four super regionals begin today. First one's at noon. Most of them are on TV. ESPN2, Mississippi State at Florida. That's at noon. Actually, that's underway right now, excuse me, because these are Eastern times here. So that's underway going on Mississippi State at number two, Florida. Then at 2 o'clock, Stanford is at North Carolina. And then tonight on ESPN, Arizona State is at Texas at 6. ESPNU tonight, Oregon State is at Vanderbilt. These are the best two out of three. Tomorrow, UC Irvine is at Virginia. Dallas Baptist is at California. Texas A&M is at Florida State. And Connecticut is at South Carolina. Okay, I get the first pick.
You get the first. You get your draft pick number one.
Oh, see, this is, you know, if you were draft pick number one, then you could just take number one and we wouldn't have to worry about it. I'll tell you what. The first pick that I'm going to take in this draft, oh boy, there's some good matchups out there. Some good matchups, Tony, but they are playing unbelievable, and I am going to forego the number one seed, and I'm going to take Florida.
Nice pick. Glad you didn't look at the score.
Oh, I didn't look at the score. Awesome. They're already up 4-0.
Yeah.
Take Florida. Now, you know I didn't look.
I didn't see you look. I thought you were, guys, somehow I thought you were screwing with me a little bit there. But
no, I mean, obviously Virginia should take care of Irvine because that two things. How many Irvine fans will travel across the country for this? And Virginia is really, really good. But I want you to feel good about yourself.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate that.
You don't have to take them.
I'm going to take South Carolina, the defending national champ.
I almost took them because even though we talked Connecticut baseball earlier on this week, that's a big old hump. I mean, to go all the way that first time through is something else. I'll take.
And I'm going to put an asterisk by South Carolina because I really hope, after winning it last year, I'd like to see Connecticut in the College World Series. I really would.
I'm going to take Virginia then if you're going to leave them there for me. So I've got the top two seeds. That ought to work out well. All you Cub fans, I'm putting the kibosh on the big boys here. So I got Florida and Virginia so far.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up Virginia because they point out in the USA Today, the number one overall seed since they went to this format, the first year, Miami, a lot of times they don't even advance, but Miami's the only team that's ever went on and won the College World Series as an overall number one seed. Okay, you know what? Augie's my man. The only good thing about Texas is Augie Garrido in my mind. I will take Texas.
I will take North Carolina.
Doug, it's UNC and Coach Fox.
So that'd be the top three seeds I've got so far. Which is unintentional, but North Carolina, just from what I've been able to see and watch and read, I mean, they did beat Virginia, swept them earlier this year, the only time Virginia's really had any problems. So I'm going to take North Carolina.
I will now take Vanderbilt.
Okay, so that leaves Texas A&M, Florida State, and Dallas Baptist, California.
Yes.
Rob Childress, or do I go with which would be the eighth pick? Man, Florida State. I'm either going to take A&M or Dallas Baptist. I'm going to tell you that right now. And that's tough for Dallas Baptist. But how did Cal survive? Dallas Baptist must have a heck of a team, and that would be the team I would love to see in the College World Series. I'll take Texas A&M.
Ugh. You know what? They're going to play that game.
So you want Baptist or do you want Cal?
You know what? I'll give you Baptist. Give me Cal at home. I'm taking them because they're making Dallas Baptist go.
There you go. It is underway. The first game, it's 4-0 already. Florida with the lead. When we come back, Joe Drape, New York Times. We're going to talk Belmont and have our predictions right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see lingering clouds along with some breaks of sun developing as we head further through the day today. And still could see a few isolated showers and storms as well, with highs of 73 as winds stay to the north. Tonight, skies turn partly cloudy with a low of 52. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 57.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never going to win this. Life
back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're just a moment away from talking Belmont, but it's Friday and almost lunchtime. In fact, if you get that 11:30 lunch, it is lunchtime.
You know what? Maybe you're trying to slim down for the summer months. Try one of the signature salads, like the grilled or breaded chicken breast salad. Baste it with one of their 12 wing sauces. Looks like a game better than that. Served on your crisp bed of lettuce, onions, tomatoes, veggies. Heat things up a bit and try the Santa Fe crispy chicken salad. Juicy chunks of crispy chicken, three cheeses, and homemade pico de gallo. Only at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. See you there. They got great food and drink specials going on day and night.
This week's lunch special, beef and cheddar sandwich with your choice of side item for only $5.99. Great place for you, the family, the kids. They've got something for everybody and all of your favorite television sporting events, including the Belmont and the NCAA baseball tournament, NBA and NHL playoffs.
Right now, we go live to New York City.
New York City?
I think he owns the New York Times. He's Joe Drape. He's our favorite horse race handicapper, and we love to have Joe on. Joe, how are you today?
Guys, another great weekend of horse racing here in New York. Pretty excited, kind of bittersweet. It's the end of the Triple Crown, so we got one more chance to take their money.
Joe, early in the show, I said this only the 22nd time in 143 years that the Kentucky Derby winner has faced the Preakness winner. That's really an astounding statistic. When you would have thought those horses would have matched up a lot without the lack of Triple Crown winners.
You know, you're right, and I was kind of astounded when I unearthed it this week, too. I mean, I think what's happened in recent years, the last time was 2005, and before that you got to go back into 1993, and I think what has happened is guys win one leg. I mean, the Derby winner has to go to the Preakness, all right? Once they lose the Preakness, it's sort of like, okay, I've got the Derby, let's rest until the summer and refigure out our Breeders' Cup campaign. And, you know, the Preakness winner has just went home and disappeared. And what's another interesting fact about that is the last 10 Preakness winners have gone on to become three-year-old champion of the year. So they basically have done enough, and then they wait for the Travers, the Haskell, and the Breeders' Cup. So, you know, it makes for a great race tomorrow. I mean, it is neat having these two back. Graham Motion, the trainer of Animal Kingdom, and Dale Romans of Shackleford, have talked about building a rivalry. They've been good sports about it. They've come here 2 weeks early, and, you know, we'll talk to everybody. And this is a better Belmont than probably we deserve, and I'm looking forward to it.
Joe Drape of the New York Times joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, co-author of many books that we've talked about on the show in the past. Joe, why then is Animal Kingdom in this race?
You know, it's a lightly raced colt. Both these guys only have 6-7 starts beneath their belt. It's a versatile colt that, you know, we've talked about before, has won on synthetics, has ran well on turf, you know, has obviously got the Derby win. I mean, I think his owner, Team Valor, led by Barry Irwin, are a bunch of guys that want to race their horses. They buy them to race them, unlike many people who buy them to breed them. And, you know, that they ought to be commended on this, because they could send these horses to the breeder shed and just be an ATM. I mean, basically, if you can get 50,000 a mating, 120 matings a year, do the math. I mean, it's as good as it can get.
That's a good year.
that's a real good year. And you know, so I think they want to race. I think they have an international flavor. This horse was bred in Europe. It's probably a little stronger and stouter. I think they're going to run them back on the turf, probably in Arlington Million Day in Chicago, one of those races. So, you know, I think they're in it for the sportsmen. And really, on the economics, because he's a European bred, there's no real clamoring for the commercial breeders to come buy him. I mean, nobody really wants him right now.
Joe, I'm going to ask you about two horses that were well-respected heading into the Derby, and I think they're still well-respected. They've won a lot of money, but they haven't got the titles or haven't won any of the big races, and that's Nero and Mucho Macho Man. Mucho Macho Man keeps throwing shoes. If he doesn't do that, he's probably right there.
You know, Mucho Macho Man, I really like going into the Preakness. Big, good-looking horse, had been well-handled. I'm a little afraid now, forget the shoes, that basically he's over the top. They've run him too much. And I think Mucho Macho may be just a little bit squeezed for high right now as a lemon. So I don't like him as much. Now, Nero, the knock I have on him is always the bridesmaid, never the bride. You know, the last three Derbies, he's finished second in Arkansas and Kentucky and in Louisiana. He took the 5 weeks off between the Derby and now, skipped the Preakness. He's got to show me something here.
Well, I think he will. We'll get to our predictions a little bit later, but Joe Drake.
I know somebody obviously is on arrow back there.
Well, we got to mix it up a little bit, but Joe Drake from the New York Times helping us take a look at the Belmont Stakes. Also, I think a little bit unusual in this 12-horse field, 9 of the horses, only 3 are new, 3 horses that did not race in either the Kentucky Derby or in the Preakness. They are the 3-horse Ruler on Ice. They are the 7-horse Monzon and the 8-horse Prime Cut. I guess I kind of like just looking at the form, Ruler on Ice. Can any of those 3 do anything, Joe?
You know, do you want me to book that bet on either of those 3 right there? But they don't have a prayer. I'm sorry to tell you, they don't have a prayer. Ruler on Ice is Maryland bred, best of the Maryland, has not done anything. Monzon, like, finished 6th in the Peter Pan. He's another one coming from Maryland. You know, what's interesting about him is his owner is the Under Armour guy. And so he's bred and raised this horse, has a big farm in Maryland. You know, what we're seeing is there's not a lot of new shooters out there because 7 of the top 7 for the first time in history from the Kentucky Derby are back in this Belmont race. So, you know, the really good horses are coming out in force, and they're scaring a lot away. Now, if you guys want to look for some bombs and some long shots, I'm going to direct you to two of those horses that finished 5th and 6th in the Derby, and that's Santiva and Master of Hounds, who is the frequent flying horse. He's been to Ireland, to Dubai, to Kentucky, back to Ireland, back to New York. If you look at that Derby, if you guys go look at the replay, there was the top 4 finishers, and Shackleford being there. And then right behind him, 3 horses came in and it was a neck or a head difference, and that was Brilliant Speed, Masters of the Hounds, and Santiva. And they were all running late. Santiva had problems on the inside. Master of the Hounds had never been on dirt before, and when he finally figured it out, it was too late. And Brilliant Speed was coming at the end, and he just may be a tad too slow. But, you know, especially Master of Hounds, I mean, this is Aidan O'Brien over in Ireland. He's won a bunch of Breeders' Cups. He dominates over there. You know, I don't think he'd send this horse over here unless he really thought he had a shot to win.
Joe Drape from the New York Times joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, 70% chance of rain. If it does become a muddy track, does that favor anybody?
You know, it always favors the early speed. It favors Shackleford, who looks to be like the lone speed here. You know, but there's Big Sandy, what they call Belmont, the surface, the track there, doesn't get really sloppy, and they're sealed up. I'm looking out the window right now, and it's a little overcast, but, you know, maybe we get the rain showers tonight. But, you know, whenever you have a sloppy track, you think of all these horses, the early speed holds up here. So it's a big plus if Shackleford gets that. If it stays dry, I mean, I think this is going to be an honestly run race. I think everybody knows Shackleford's going, and who's going to go with him? I don't think a lot of people are going to go with him. The Daily Racing Forum had an interesting breakdown this week. They looked at the last 40 runnings, and what happens in the Belmont is the first 6 furlongs are always run faster than the last 6 furlongs. I mean, guys, this is a mile and a half. Horses aren't meant to run this distance. When you see them in the stretch, they're staggering down the stretch. So you basically got to be comfortable for that whole deal and withstand the final charge. And, you know, Shackelford, he's in the driver's seat. And the ones you're talking about are going to get first jump at him, narrow, Mucho Macho Man. And Animal Kingdom's going to be a lot closer this time around. I mean, they aren't going to drop him back. They can't, because closers can't win this race.
Joe, that was my next question. Everybody wants a Triple Crown winner. Why was Animal Kingdom so far back in the Preakness?
Well, you know, I've never been a jockey, so I'm always reticent to say a bad ride. What I will say is what Johnny Velasquez said, and he basically took the blame. He said he came out slow and got a ton of dirt kicked at him real quick, and it bothered him, so Johnny pulled him back a little bit to let him kind of calm down and settle and, you know, quit the dirt coming in his face and get his bearings. And by the time he started moving, it was just too late. He left him too much to do. I mean, you guys saw it. He had horse coming down that stretch. He just ran out of ground.
Yeah.
So, you know, this time around, look for him to more in derby position, you know, in mid-pack within 7-8 lengths as they turn for home.
Joe, I was looking out my window. We have kind of the same forecast here in Nebraska today, but I'm guessing I see different things than you see in New York. So I do want to ask you one question. What's the status of Belmont Park as a track as a whole, as a business as a whole? How is it doing right now?
You know, all of the industries are having troubles right now, and they're going through change. And, you know, what we're going to get to is contraction. Less is more. There's no reason these guys should be running year-long. You know, Grand Island, I don't know how many days they do up there, but I suspect it's too many. There's not enough horse population and quality population out there. New York still is basically the Broadway of horse racing. It is where you want to come race. It has the biggest purse structure. This is always a big day for them, but truly anymore, New York's bread and butter is in Saratoga in the summer. That's when the best horses and the most people come out.
Well, we know you've liked Animal Kingdom all along. Give us your top three or whatever you have put together, Joe. How do you see the Belmont tomorrow?
You know, I can't get off Animal Kingdom. It gave me my first winner in the Derby for 10 years. I mean, I'd marry the horse if I could. And, you know, and he did nothing wrong in the Preakness. I think his jock got him beat there. He's bred to run all day. He had a work here Monday at 47 for a half mile. That was just brilliant. Looked fast, looked effortless. Really good-looking colt, as I've said all along. So I'm staying with him, and I'm using Santiva and Master of the Hounds and Prime Cut and Brilliant Speed beneath. Those are the ones I'm going to play with in the exotics, but you know, Nero, I'm taking a stand against because he's already the morning line second choice at 4-1, and he's kind of become the wise guy horse, so he may get that way down. And Shackelford, you know, I hate to take a stand against him, but he's run two bang-up races, and I'm not sure he can go all the way at a mile and a half.
Joe, we always appreciate your thoughts, your insight in horse racing, and look forward to seeing the next book out, and we'll catch up with you again.
All right, and I'm ready to see some Nebraska football in the Big Ten.
Well, we're ready to get there. It's just a couple of weeks away for the official joining of the conference. And, Joe, hopefully we'll run into you again real soon. Sure appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
See you guys. Have a good one.
Take care. All the way from the New York Times, doing a great job as always. He had Animal Kingdom in the Kentucky Derby, Joe Drape. You want to give your picks right now?
Let's do it.
You want to go first? I've got my four right here. Let me just say, I hope there's no one of those three doesn't come in and mess things up. I think there's a chance for a pay there, but when you've got this many horses that the fans are familiar with, that they've seen, if you're just kind of a horse racing fan, if you only really watch the Kentucky Derby, you'll remember most of these horses. And so you can make picks and make your kind of educated guesses once again. I'm taking Nero. I think I've already let that go. I think Nero is that far away from being beating Animal Kingdom and being your Kentucky Derby winner, and then who knows what happens if he continues to run. I'll take Nero as my winner, and now I'll let you go.
Well, I'm going to take Animal Kingdom, and for the simple fact is I think it's down to Animal Kingdom and Shackleford, and I just think the race is too long for Shackleford. I think Animal Kingdom eats him up, and I think Animal Kingdom is the best horse, the best three-year-old right now. Now behind him, I don't, you know, near Nero, I think he'll be right there. I like Mucho Macho Man. I think he can be right there. And then I'd take those two, and then I'd hit that all button.
We're almost identical. I have Nero running first, Animal Kingdom running second. And I'm not sure about that either, because I think if Animal Kingdom doesn't find a way to get there, it might be the end of Animal Kingdom. You know, if he can't get there, what's the point type of deal? But I'll put Animal Kingdom second. This may come down to a head at the end of the stretch in the Belmont. So I'll take Nero, followed by Animal Kingdom, followed by Mucho Macho Man and Master of the Hounds. 6-9-10-1. My superfecta in the Belmont.
You know, we're damn near right on, Doug. I just like that all button for something goofy to come in third, but I think it's down to Animal Kingdom, Nero, and Mucho Macho Man, 1, 2, and 3. I mean, those three horses. Parlay them, key them, however you got to do it. But then the all button's got to be hit third.
We'll see how that pans out Monday on the show. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show in just a moment. But we want to remind you that coming up June 21st through the 23rd, it's the Twister Wrestling Camp. Two of Kearney Catholic's top wrestlers over the last few years who have now moved on to the collegiate ranks in Tim Crocker and Michael Klingensmith will be putting on this wrestling camp, providing advanced techniques to students on the junior high and high school level while showing basic skills to the younger students. It's open for kindergarten through fourth grade, goes in the morning, and then fifth grade and above has dual sessions in the afternoon and evening, 1 to 3 and 6:30 to 8:30, June 21st through the 23rd in Kearney. For more information, you can contact Tim Crocker, 293-7225, or go online, tim@twisterwrestling.com, tim@twisterwrestling.com, 293-7225. And we are back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmers agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmers agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night's stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
The thing about machines and engines, if they ain't broke, they will be. It's just a matter of degrees and time, and that's why K&K Parts are good people to know. At K&K, hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find, and neither is top-quality machining when you need a part created, or batteries for everything from camcorders to tractors. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, head to K&K, 1204 South Central Kearney.
Hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find here. K&K Parts Company.
Hey everyone, Doug Duda here. There is something big happening in our area, and I wanted to personally tell you about it. It's the folks over at the Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney. You spoke, and they've listened. Both Midway locations have now made the decision to ease not only your car buying experience, but your entire ownership experience. And I'm proud to introduce hassle-free pricing at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Every new and certified pre-owned vehicle is clearly priced so you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations and you can feel confident that you got the best price. The values don't end there. You'll also get a lifetime of car washes and your first year's maintenance free. It's hassle-free pricing, free car washes, and free maintenance. You've got to check it out. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac in Kearney, or online as always at thinkmidway.com. That's thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free.
Think Midway.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Sick and tired of constantly hearing,
"We're bored!"
Big Apple Fun Center on 4th Street behind USA Steak Buffet in Kearney. Can change all that.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net. Big Apple, the core of your family entertainment. Big Apple's got bowling, billiards, indoor and outdoor miniature golf, go-karts, velocity, sand volleyball, video games, air hockey, snack bike. Big Apple Fun Center. Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net.
Are your tires getting tired? Is fuel mileage, safety, and peace of mind important to you? Hello, this is Doyle from Midas. Don't let your tires leave you flat. Come see the Midas team for all your tire needs. Being part of the Mr. Tire and CPI family gives us a large choice of tire brands and a price that fits your budget. We are now offering our Mastercraft tire, buy three, get the fourth free, every day, all day. Mastercraft tires are built by Cooper with price and quality built in. Come see Midas, your tire stores in Grand Island and Kearney.
Trust the Midas touch.
We'll see lingering clouds along with some breaks as sun developing as we head further through the day today. Still could see a few isolated showers and storms as well, with highs of 73 as winds stay to the north. Tonight's skies turn partly cloudy with a low of 52. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 57.
Doug and Daddy Show, where all of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK. You get a free drink when you buy a Whopper or their new Angry Whopper. Try it today at Burger King, two locations in Kearney. Also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Check them out at Facebook by typing in BK North on your Facebook page. And check out all their great specials and maybe even a little something extra for you to save at BK. Yesterday, we gave away a whole bunch of, we qualified a whole bunch of folks for our Broken Bow Country Club two-man, two-day extravaganza coming up next weekend, June 18th and 19th. Who were some of our qualifiers yesterday, Maren?
We got Matt, Tim, Larry, and Alan.
Well, let's qualify some more folks. Folks, this is June 18th and 19th at the beautiful Broken Bow Country Club, the Michelob Ultra two-man, two-day extravaganza. 10 a.m. shotgun start both days on Saturday. Nine holes of best ball, nine holes of alternate shot. Then on Sunday, scramble and aggregate, Calcutta, long drive contest, all kinds of contests. We are giving away next week an entry, two-man entry. We're going to give away a team entry. So if we draw your name out, you can pick your friend or your buddy or your brother or whatever and go up and play in the two-man, two-day extravaganza, June 18th and 19th. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll put your name in the hopper and draw out a winner at the middle of next week so we can give you a chance to play golf on us at the Broken Bow Country Club, June 18th and 19th.
And if you've got a wedding next Saturday in Omaha and can't go to Broken Bow, don't call. We don't want to give it to somebody that can't use it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I sometimes feel, what do I win? No.
Daddy.
No, Carl.
Daddy, you know, when these guys aren't doing anything, how do... Seriously, Ndamukong Suh has found his way to a workout with the locked-out Detroit Lions. Took part in conditioning drills with his teammates today for the first time during his busy offseason. You know what he's been doing?
No.
He was among the celebrities who sped out of London last month for the Gumball 3000 Rally, a seven-day car race stretching across 10 countries in Europe.
Huh.
He started his offseason, of course, with the shoulder surgery that kept him out of the Pro Bowl. But the Lions have kind of been going through workouts for a couple of weeks, and now Sue has decided to show up and join some of his teammates. It must be all those new cars, you know, that our friends provide. Maybe straight from Midway. I don't know. But
I just go to thinkmidway.com. That's what I do. But
why wouldn't you? So there you go. And I think we've basically... nailed all of the sports. We talked about all the All-Star games that are going on. We talked about Tierra Green. We talked about all the things that have happened in the world of sports here in the last 24 hours. Anything else you want to add?
Well, Florida's leading 6-0 right now over Mississippi State, and it's disappointing. Mississippi State, you're down 6-0. You're in the third inning. You got a guy on first with one out. you get thrown out by about three steps trying to steal second base. What are they doing? It is college baseball.
Trying to get something going.
Yeah. Hello, fired coach. Sorry.
Yeah, you just made it to the Super Regionals, so that's all you got.
So then a kid got hit, so you'd have runners on first and second with one out. Instead, now you got a runner on first.
Well, now you got some geek that doesn't know how to hit. Yeah, exactly. Maybe get a stance. Weirdo. Hey, folks, we want to thank Joe Dre from the New York Times. He has picked Animal Kingdom once again. He's picked him in all three races in the
Triple Crown. There you go.
Yeah, I just came up with that. Belmont tomorrow. Pre-game coverage at 4. Post time is set for 5:35. Game 6 of the NBA Championship. Vancouver and Boston play tonight in Game 5 of the NHL. We hope you have a great weekend. And when we come back on Monday, we really get into the College World Series. We'll be trying to get on as many coaches and folks with the 8 teams that are headed to Omaha as possible next week. Plus, we're going to be at Midway on Wednesday. We're going to the 8-man All-Star Football Camp on Thursday for our annual trip there. It's going to be a busy week.
Hey, and we're looking forward to this recapping the weekend of sports. Like Doug said, the Belmont is concluded along with a lot of Super Regional talk. We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.